track 10, and now we come to the last round of news stories. Fresh meat for butchers. Award-winning Shoulden Butchers, G.T. Orsman, is under new ownership for the first time in 22 years, following the retirement of Philip Beatty. The popular Village Butchers, which was put on the market last year, has been bought by Mark and Lisa, who already run two successful butcher shops in Cornwall. Although Phil is retiring, the existing G.T. Orsman team, including Jeff, Ian, Mark and Mike, will continue working at the shop. Phil Beatty joined G.T. Orsman 45 years ago when it was owned by Alan and Norman. He took ownership of the butchers in 2002. I have spent most of my working career in Shoulden, where I have met some great characters and made some amazing friends. I'm very proud of what we've created, and that's a statement to my staff and our loyal and supportive customers, he added. The sale of G.T. Orsman was conducted by commercial property agents Charles Darrow, who said, "We are excited to see the much-loved business continue to thrive under new ownership. We wish Mark and Lisa all the best with their new venture. With the sale now concluded, we wish Phil a very happy retirement after many successful years at the helm."
10 Tours, Toil and Celebration. Hundreds of adventurous youngsters overcame oppressive heat, strained muscles and blisters to triumph in the 10 Tours Challenge. About 2,400 youngsters from school cadet forces, scouts and youth groups triumphed in the camping and hiking adventure across steep tours on Dartmoor last weekend. New for the first time alongside the Jubilee Challenge, a 15-mile route for youngsters with special needs, was a longer adventure, Jubilee Challenge Plus, for young adults with special needs, which included an overnight camp. Starting from and finishing at Oakhampton Army Camp, teams of exhausted but relieved youngsters limped, with a minority even energetically scampering over the finish line to be greeted by crowds of proud parents cheering and hugging them before receiving medals from military personnel and a welcome pasty. The main enemy of the hikers tackling 35, 45 or 55-mile routes was the heat over Saturday and Sunday. On Sunday, the organisers enforced a 40-minute rest at one checkpoint before allowing the teams to continue and avoid heat exhaustion. Oakhampton College teacher Dale Tyler said, "The students have done really, really well despite the oppressive heat." Wayne, who's 14, a 35-mile team leader, said, "I'm so pleased to be finished. It's been so hot, it's been terrible, but we've all bonded well as a team." And teammate Abby said, "Wayne was a really good leader. I might even do the 45 miles next year." And there are nearly a dozen photos of different teams of youngsters having finished their walks, mostly with smiling faces but looking totally exhausted.
Success spurs community groups' plans. A Devon Making, Mending and Meeting group is hoping to celebrate its first anniversary with a clutch of new helpers as demand for places continues to grow. The Newton Abbott Community Shed was established in June 2023 and has now more than 50 members. Initially, they met just one morning a week in a former pottery studio in the town's library, but after a grant of £1,000 from Newton Abbott Town Council, that has since risen to three times weekly, and now a fourth session is on the cards. There are also plans to find larger premises, launch a repair cafe, and gain charitable status. Chairman Peter Stevens says, "A large proportion of our members are very active shedders, and many of those are happy and able to work on their projects with little or no assistance. Some members, however, need additional support and would benefit from one-to-one working with a helper. We're interested in attracting half a dozen or so volunteers with a little bit of time to spare and an interest in people. We don't necessarily need qualified tradespeople or engineers, just those with patience and a smattering of practical skills they're willing to share. We're a group for all men and women aged 18 and above, and that's our only eligibility criterion. Becoming part of the Community Shed is as rewarding for helpers as it is for members, and we look forward to growing our numbers as the first anniversary approaches. The Community Shed meets each Friday morning and afternoon, as well as on Saturday mornings, and Monday sessions are being planned.
Visit to Old Care Home for latest drill night. A Teignbridge fire crew's latest drill night saw them visit a former care home. Tracy House, a former care home in Bovey Tracy, recently played host to the town's firefighters for a breathing apparatus drill. With their vision purposefully obscured to imitate smoky conditions, four breathing apparatus teams were committed to different search patterns when navigating the building. They had several casualties to locate. Firefighters are usually committed with either a left-hand directional search or a right-hand directional search. This ensures a team will maintain contact with a wall with either their left or right hand while sweeping up and down to locate door handles. This allows the other team member to stretch out to cover the room or corridor. We would like to thank the owners of Tracy House for the use of their premises for our training night, said a spokesman for Bovey Tracy Fire Station.
Zoo is ready to roar this month. Paignton Zoo will be roaring into action this May half term with the return of Sayang, the lively tiger character. Sayang will be hosting meet and greets and photo opportunities that little ones are sure to enjoy. But that's not all. Keep an eye out for our friendly rangers around the zoo throughout the day and get stuck into some engaging and informative talks and animal feeds. Kids will especially love the games and activities at the lakeside trike. The zoo's brand new app features an interactive map that will guide you seamlessly through the zoo, allowing visitors to explore exhibits, find your favourite animals and discover hidden corners, all at your fingertips. Paignton Zoo has a collection of about 2,000 animals representing nearly 300 species and cultivates about 1,600 different species of plant. It employs 140 permanent staff, rising to over 200 in peak season.
Painting commemorates anniversary. Award-winning Tynmouth artist and illustrator Laura Wall has presented a specially designed painting to Tynmouth Rugby Football Club to celebrate the club's 150th anniversary. Print number one of Seaside Scrum was presented to the rugby club's chair Mark Brookfield, men's second team captain Dan Force, ladies captain Joe Bowery and the club marketing and sponsorship secretary Clive Bunyard this Friday, May the 10th. The painting was originally created to put on pint cups that the club could sell during its anniversary year. The artist has bought and donated 250 of the specially designed pint cups to the club. Laura's trademark attention to detail is evident in the painting, which features a match at the club's home ground of Bitton Park with the River Teen and the Ness in the background. Laura admitted that she had to speak to the club on a number of occasions to ensure that she got the placement of the players right in the painting. As well as the Laura Wall painting and pint cups, the club also commissioned an anniversary gin, Spirit of the Teens, which has been handcrafted by Exeter Gin. Prints of the Seaside Scrum are available to buy from Laura Wall's gallery, and the pint cups are available from Tynmouth Rugby Club, along with other anniversary memorabilia.